This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump has made his first comments about a widespread data breach across the U.S. government, downplaying the seriousness and impact of the cyber espionage campaign. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
In a pair of tweets, President Trump suggests, without evidence, that China, not Russia, may be responsible for the attack. In his first comments on the breach, Trump scoffed at the focus on the Kremlin and downplayed the intrusions, though the government's cybersecurity agency has warned they pose a grave risk to government and private networks. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday that Russia was pretty clearly behind the cyber attack. It's not clear exactly what the hackers were seeking, but experts say it could include nuclear secrets, blueprints for advanced weaponry, COVID-19 vaccine research, or information for dossiers on government and industry leaders. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Christmas gatherings can't go ahead, and non-essential shops must close in London and much of southern England, as he imposed a new higher level of coronavirus restrictions on the region to curb spreading infections. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Johnson says that the capital and other areas in southern England, currently under Tier 3, the highest level of coronavirus restrictions, will move to an even stricter new Tier 4 that requires non-essential shops, hairdressers and indoor leisure venues to close. Johnson also says that a planned 5-day easing of socialising rules for Christmas will be cancelled for Tier 4 areas.
In England, those living in Tier 4 areas should not mix with anyone outside their own household at Christmas.
No mixing of households will be allowed except for under very limited conditions outside in public places. Zaria Shackley, London.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. President-elect Joe Biden on Saturday rolled out an environmental team that he hopes will steer America toward greater action to curb climate change and to protect the nation's air and water. The president-elect told reporters as he introduced his choices that there was literally no time to waste. Biden compared the climate threat to the calamity of the coronavirus pandemic and pledged to take action.
Just like we need to be a unified nation in response to COVID-19, we need a unified national response to climate change. We need to meet the moment with the urgency it demands, as it would during any national emergency.
The approach is a shift from Donald Trump's presidency, which has been marked by efforts to boost oil and gas production while rolling back government efforts intended to safeguard the environment. Thousands of Armenians marched through the capital Yerevan on Saturday to commemorate the soldiers killed in a 6-week conflict over the Nagorno-Karabakh region in which Azerbaijan made significant territorial gains. Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan led the march, held on the first 3 days of mourning, driving up to the military cemetery to light incense on the graves of fallen soldiers, along with other senior officials. Although his supporters filled the cemetery to its brink, footage published on Armenian television showed Pashinyan's critics shouting, "Nikol is a traitor," as his convoy passed by. Armenia's opposition has called on its supporters to join a national strike December 22nd at the end of the 3-day mourning period to pressure Pashinyan to resign over the losses incurred in the conflict over Nagorno-Karabakh. The government of the Central African Republic has accused former President Francois Bozize of attempting a coup ahead of next week's election. Leaders of the three main armed rebel groups occupying large areas of the country announced a coalition on Saturday. The rebels' announcement could further fuel tensions already on the rise in the troubled country before the presidential and legislative vote on December 27th. The opposition fears massive electoral fraud. Meanwhile, the government said Saturday that ex-President Bozize was about 150 kilometers northwest of the capital, Bangui, and was intending to march on the capital with his men. UN peacekeepers, meanwhile, have deployed in response to fresh attacks. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has appealed for calm and for all sides to work together to ensure credible elections. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.